say this, some of you are going to think the song is Thank You Mario, and it's not, so just be ready to not be excited about that. This is a song that also is rooted in a video game, but a little less obviously so, because the game is like way more geeky. Everyone on the planet has played Mario, and those who haven't are fronting. And we need to get with some Mario right now. It's a requirement before you join the Mountain Goats. How many Mario 3 worlds have you? But this one is a game that no human alive can finish. And if anybody says they did, it's like, then it's like, okay, you know what? Then you have too much time on your hands if you finish that game. It has the longest cut screens in the history of the world. These, like, you know, 10-minute dialogue scenes, and the dialogue is—it's not senseless. It's just too complicated. It's like a Russian novel, you know. It's like, you could follow it, but you'd need some motivation to do so beyond trying to follow the story. But at the same time, you get caught up in a long narrative, and it really ceases mattering what the nature of the narrative is, because your own life is going on, and sooner or later you come back to the game, and you're honest with yourself that as much as you hated to admit it when you were a teenager, the reason you're playing the game is because there may be a great deal of pain in your personal life, but there's none in the game. The game is there for you, and you are there for the game, right? Right, but then they come with these cut screens, and the cut screens are full of dialogue and people weeping about having been banished from kingdoms or turned into animals that they didn't want to be. If you're going through one of those times in your life where you're playing the game to get away from what's going on in your life, the cut screens suddenly become pregnant with emotion and with the darkness that you wonder whether their author intended them to have, but then part of you is like, no, he knew that someday I would be playing this game, and there's some guy over there in a Tokyo office who presently is feeling extremely powerful because I'm sitting here weeping in front of Odin Quest. Right? I took the chorus of this song from Odin Quest, and it's called Enoch 18 and 14. Yeah!